President Obama is on a campaign swing through the West this week. He's making stops in California, Nevada, and Colorado. Those are all states where Hispanic voters could play a crucial role in next year's election. Mr. Obama has lost popularity with Latinos recently, mostly due to the economy. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Hispanic voters looking for alternatives are not too happy with the Republican slate either.
If you've been listening to the GOP presidential candidates lately, the talk about immigration control is getting rough. Here's candidate Herman Cain on improvements he'd make to the U.S.-Mexico border fence.
Electrified. With a sign on the other side that says, it can kill you.
Cain somewhat apologized for the comment, but Michelle Bachmann says she'd build two fences. And candidates Mitt Romney and Rick Perry continue to argue over who's hiring, as they say, the illegals. It's rhetoric that drives Latino Republican activists mad.
It's divisive rhetoric, and it's off-putting language.
Elise Monroy heads a group called Nevada Latinos for Prosperity. She says the harsh talk is making it difficult to recruit new Latino voters.
It is going to be an uphill battle because we're fighting against the rhetoric, but we're not asking the party to change their policy. We're asking the party to change their tone.
Didi Garcia Blaze of the group Somos Republicans is also worried about the rhetoric.
It's hurting us. It's hurting the Republican image.
Garcia Blaze is in Arizona, where the state government has enacted some of the toughest anti-illegal immigration laws in the country. She says it's hard to get new voters to consider the party when they hear the candidates being so disrespectful.
They're ruining it. How in the heck can you overcome that?
One way is to change the subject to the economy.
Yo apoyé al presidente Obama porque se expresaba tan bien.
Republican groups ran this ad predominantly in western states. In it, the clearly worried woman says she supported Obama because he spoke so eloquently. But since he's been in office, things have gone from bad to worse. Republican strategist Javier Ortiz says the president is vulnerable with Hispanic voters when it comes to the economy.
It is without question a place where the president has lost the interest and the focus that Hispanics may have had with him in the past.
Recent polls show that President Obama's once sky-high approval rating has dropped below 50% with Hispanic voters. And his record on immigration isn't helping either. His administration has deported record numbers of illegal immigrants, and his promise to pass comprehensive immigration reform never happened. So both parties have their work cut out for them. But Arturo Vargas of NALEO, a nonpartisan group of Latino elected officials, says Republicans have a bit more to worry about. If they want to win the presidency, they have to get more than 35% of the Hispanic vote. George W. Bush did it in 2004. McCain couldn't in 2008.
How are they going to secure that 35 to 40% of the Hispanic vote if they're going to continue the kind of rhetoric that we're hearing now on immigration?
Didi Garcia Blaze of Somos Republicans says the candidates can't wait until after the primaries to moderate their tone on immigration. With social networking and the internet playing a bigger role than just 4 years ago, Garcia says it won't be as easy to take back past comments.
In the information age that we are in now, it is going to be hard to retract what has already been said.
Then there's always the fear that Hispanic voters may be turned off by both parties and just sit out the election altogether. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.